Text 0868104106. Earlier in the week, I spoke with a man called John O'Mahony on Monday, actually. He was telling us about his son, Nathan, from Cork, who's on a second trip out and around at one stage, the Straits of Hormuz that are very much in the news at the moment, with all sorts of things having kicked off over the weekend. Actually, I'm lucky enough to be able to get a call in to Nathan on board the big tanker ship that he's on at the moment. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you keeping?
I'm very well. It's good to talk to you following our chat with your dad earlier in the week. He said you're bearing up well. Just let's fill us in as to where you are right now.
So, Neil, at the moment now, we're just off the coast of Ras Laffan, Qatar, which is the biggest, it's the gas export facility that Qatar have at the moment. So we're just at anchorage outside of that area. So we're not really in the way of anything dangerous at the moment. We're a bit out of the way.
Okay. So what have you got on board the tanker?
We're currently carrying liquid natural gas at the moment.
How much? I mean, give us an idea of the scale.
Probably carrying just over about 100,000 cubic meters.
Right, that's a massive tanker then, is it?
Yeah, massive.
Our understanding, or at least my understanding, is that everything is pretty much ground to a halt in that area and that there are thousands of ships that are just literally stuck and on hold. What is the state of play?
As you said, everything has kind of come to a halt at the moment. I actually got confirmation from the captain on board the ship. There's about 3,200 ships currently stuck inside the Persian Gulf at the moment. So it's there's a lot of people at the moment just kind of stuck here waiting.
And is that just from the point of view of safety? I mean, is it that was company policy for all of those different ships to stop? Or was that the warning that was given, say, by Iran?
It was more of a warning was the initial situation, but since that warning has come out, all the ships in the area, company policies and such for all the different ships, they've all decided just sit still, don't move, don't put yourselves in the way of danger, just kind of sit there until this thing kind of blows over, hopefully.
Yeah. Have there been ships targeted, though?
I believe there has been two oil tankers in the area attacked. I believe one of them was a US oil tanker. I wouldn't have the complete facts on that now, Neil, so you'd have to double-check that for me.
Okay. So
but
where,
from what I know, I think there's been...
So let's say from where you are right now, what can you see and what can you observe from the ship?
So from me now, I can see probably about 50-odd ships in our immediate area, and then looking out, I can see Ras Laffan, which is the port we had just come from.
Right.
So I can see the coastline from where we are, and then about 50-odd ships in the area as well.
Okay. What about overhead? What kind of activity?
You know, Neil, I'm thankful and I'm lucky now. I haven't seen anything overhead as of now. I have yet to see anything, which is, you know, I'm thankful to God for that.
Yeah.
That I'm out of the way. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. And that's a brilliant thing, and hopefully it will stay that way. But how long are you actually kind of stuck, if you like?
You know, Neil, that's the question everyone's asking at the moment. And the honest answer I can give you is we don't know. No one knows at the moment. It depends until they sort this whole thing out with what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. But until that's sorted out, everything has come to a standstill. No one's moving. And that's just kind of the way things are at the moment.
And if a ship were to move, or if a tanker were to move, would the Iranian National Guard then target that ship?
That was the initial threat that was given by Iran, but no one really knows what the situation is at the moment because everyone kind of has just stopped. So no one's currently going to move is the way things are going. No one's really going to risk moving with that much gas or oil on board these ships because if they're attacked or targeted, that is going to be a massive issue.
Oh my God, of course. Not to mention loss of life on board, amongst other things.
But obviously.
How many is on board with you with regards to crew?
So on board my ship alone, there's 39 people, including myself.
Right, okay. How are you coping with regards to water and food supplies and things like that?
So, Neil, we're lucky enough on board the ship that we have a fresh water generator so we can intake seawater and then purify it, and we have fresh water then. So water is not a concern at the moment. Food-wise, we have enough food to last us for 2 months on board. That's kind of standard procedure. So we have enough food to last us for 2 months on board for everyone.
Yeah.
But we're not too stuck at the moment, but it is a concern going forward, obviously. And it should be for a lot of ships in the area. Like, how are we going to get food? Qatar, the UAE, Bahrain, they all import their food from other countries, obviously. So, you know, the food has to be imported to them while they're under attack and then being transported over to us on the ships.
And through that area of the Gulf, if you like, and through Hormuz, there's about, 20% or so of the world's oil, or is it more oil and gas that goes through there? I'm just wondering as to what impact it's having on supplies.
Well, Neil, I believe Bahrain and Qatar have shut down all operations with regards to LNG. I couldn't tell you about oil. That's not merely what we carry on board, but as terms to LNG, as far as I'm aware, production has shut down.
Yeah. And it doesn't look as if that's going to change or improve anytime soon, does it? From what I can see.
No, doesn't at the moment. Yeah. No, it doesn't really.
Yeah. I did hear of a massive tanker that turned off its tracker when it got into the Straits and turned it back on again when it got through the other side in Abu Dhabi. That's kind of like a dangerous ploy, I would have thought, isn't it?
I'd imagine so. I actually haven't heard about that myself.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Turning off your tracker isn't really, I don't think, yeah, that's not ideal anyways to be doing that around
no,
the area.
No, I mean,
area,
company
especially.
Policy, as you say, from the point of view of your company and many others, is to stop and sit tight and wait it out. But, you know, there's always the risk of targeted attacks, you know, so hopefully that's not going to happen. Is this your second trip, I believe, your dad was telling me?
Yeah, this is my second time away on board the vessel. So my first trip there was in the end of July last year, and then I was home for the start of December. So I was on board for 4 months on my last ship, and I'm supposed to be on board for 5 months this time. I only joined 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I have another 4.5 months here. So as I say, I have to get 5 months done. I'm kind of stuck here at the moment, so you know, it's not a great way to be, but it's kind of working out in my favour. I wasn't going home anytime soon.
You're on some kind of an adventure that you never believed would happen. It's part of the Marine Engineering course in the Marine Maritime College in Ringaskiddy, I believe, is it?
Yes, I'm doing Marine Electrotech, so I'm more of the electrical side as opposed to engineering, but yes, I would have been in the Maritime College in Ringaskiddy.
Yeah, and where was the destination for your tanker?
I joined the ship in Singapore. We were going to Qatar to load gas, and then we were heading back to China. So China was originally the port we were supposed to be heading to, but that doesn't look to be the case anymore.
Where will you end up, do you think, when you guys get an opportunity at whatever stage to keep moving?
You know, Neil, your guess is as good as mine at the moment. I'd imagine we could be still going to China afterwards, but you know, no one really knows.
Considering what you're surrounded by and what you're stuck in the middle of, you seem extraordinarily calm about the whole thing, Nathan.
Do you know what, Neil, I can only imagine what people are going through on land at the moment, because it's devastating. I'm reading the news constantly, keeping up. But you know, as for my situation, we're fairly okay. We're taking it handy. Like, we're all in good spirits on board the ship. And as I say, there's no point stressing about the situation, because there's nothing I can do about it. So I can only take it day by day and just keep in good hope and keep in good spirits.
Yeah,
and that's the way I've been dealing with it for the last few days.
And that's the only thing you can do. And I think that maybe family and friends will be relieved to hear that, right?
Ah, you know, they're texting me the whole time. There's no family in England and all over Ireland now. They're texting me the whole time, asking how I am day by day and stuff. And, you know, Neil, it's wrecking my head at this stage.
How do you pass the time?
You know, Neil, we're still working on board at the moment, because there's not much else to be doing. You're kind of sitting around and you're getting your own head at that stage. So we're not. We're working the whole time, regular working hours. Your evening then, you know, everyone's just kind of getting together, keeping the good hopes. And just having a laugh about the whole situation, really. Like, it's not a great way to be laughing about it, but, you know, I have to keep up the hope.
I think you do. You have to keep the spirits up, because you have no idea what could happen next, and you don't want to be dwelling and pondering on that too long. On it, you know, I mean,
and
a bit of humour and a bit of crack doesn't hurt the situation either. I hear your dad tells me, your dad tells me that you like your pint of Guinness, or you like, forgive me, I nearly said the G word, you like your pint of Beamish, and you're a big fan of Kingfisher music. Is that right?
I am all right now, Neil. I am. I tell you, I'm missing the pints at the moment. The bar's closed on board for good reason, but you know, I haven't had. I've been missing the drop every once in a while now.
What? There's a bar on board. It can't be that bad a job then.
I am, but it's locked at the moment, so we're all kind of toughing it out. It's a bit, Neil.
All right, well, you can live and dream of your pint of Beamish. Get your headphones on and have a listen to a few Kingfisher tracks. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I will, of course, mate. I will, of course.
All right. Well, listen, I might try and stay in touch with you. If there's any updates, we can chat again. But stay safe. Nice guy. Thanks, Nathan. Regards to you all on board.
Thank you very much, Neil. Thank you very much. Take care now.